Hi, I was born into a Christian family, so I always knew about God. I don't remember a point where I became a Christian, but it was more of a gradual process. I haven't had any huge bad things happen to me. I haven't been arrested, involved in drugs, alcohol, or anything crazy of the sort. I'm pretty normal, really, but I did have a year when I doubted if God really loved me or cared about me. But I still believed he was real. I still went to church, I still went to a Christian youth group, and I still called myself a Christian. But after a while of being unsure if he really loved me, I just got further away from God. I didn't pray or read the Bible as much, and I just got really bored and uninterested when people preached or even talked about God for more than a few minutes. I occasionally had one of those days when you know God loves you and you just want to jump around with joy, but it wouldn't last long. I would be back to uncertainty within a few days. Then in summer, I went to New Date, and I went to the Just Looking seminars. I thought it would just be a bunch of people saying the stuff I had already been taught 100 times over. But this was different. They actually let us ask the questions we had and answered them. I realised that there was more to being a Christian than just believing God was real. That was the moment that I really started believing God loved me. At one of the seminars, I got a word from God saying, page 1356, first yellow. So I went to page 1356 and saw that my older sister had highlighted some verses, and it was as it was her Bible before. It was 1 Peter verse 1, verse 2. It only had half the verse highlighted. But it said, God planned long ago to choose you. And this made me certain he loved me. Since then, I have definitely been happier, calmer, and more open to God. I started praying lots more often and reading my Bible in quiet times or before I go to bed. At the last talk, the preacher, whose name I have forgotten, talked about baptisms. It was there and then that I decided I wanted to get baptised. So here I am to show that I firmly believe that God truly loves me. Thank you for listening.